Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Nirvana.
Yes. It's a group named Nirvana, so it would be a noun. Isn't it used as an adjective, too? Could be a verb, Nirvana, yes or no? I think it could be. To have Nirvana? No, maybe not.
No. I don't think it's a verb.
It is? To Nirvana somebody?
No, I don't think that.
No, I don't think that'll work. All right, well, what will work is a good conversation. Friday it is. Last Friday of January, we've had it. We're kaput. Here, Jennifer. See you later, alligator. And so I'm going to ask all three of you, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, what is the significance in modern day to January 28th? There is a very, very, very important event that took place on this date, January 28th. I won't give you the year yet. See if you can figure it out. Do you remember? Don't remember. I can tell by the silence.
I'm trying to Google it, and it's not coming up fast enough. I have
really?
No idea.
Ah, okay. That's cheating a little, but that's okay. Creativity is, you get a gold star for that, Jay. January 28th, 1986. At,
I know that one. The Challenger crashed.
Yes.
And she gave me the year.
Yeah, right. Well, I wanted to see if you remember the significance of January 28th. Everybody in my neighborhood remembers that because Krista McAuliffe,
yep,
the teacher on the, and I do, I kind of crack up a little bit on this. She was a, I knew her. She was really a good kid. She was a teacher. She grew up in Framingham and then.
It was a big deal to have her in space. That's why all kids were watching when the thing exploded.
Yep. All kids were watching.
Yep.
And so something to think about as we talk lightly or we don't, maybe going back to what Shatner said about the experience, even though it was a brief one, what you feel, what you sense, the experience of doing it is like nothing else. I can believe that. That's why I want to do it myself at least once before I take the ultimate ride up into into space. I want to take one that I can come back and talk about. And that's, you know, what her being chosen was really a feather in the cap. It was something that was controversial because I think at first the Reagan administration didn't want to do this, and then NASA convinced them, yep, this is a good thing to do. It'll get a lot of attention to the space program. It's positive. And so when we had a string of, for the most part, you know, when you consider how many times at that point, given what they knew and how to do it then versus what they know now and how to do it now, remember that when Apollo 13 went to the moon, I said this the other day when I was sitting in somebody's office. I forget who it was. Oh, I was in a doctor's office. And we were talking about computers and stuff, and somehow or other, Krista McAuliffe's name came up. And then we started talking about the space program. And I held out my iPhone, as much as Victoria thinks I have a piece of crap, it's an old piece of crap. It has more power in it, in what you hold in your hand, than all of the computer technology that was in the Apollo 13 that went to the moon and came back around again. And when you think about that and how recently all of that stuff took place, how many advances we've made, I think we should pat ourselves on the back, frankly, or we can pat the people who created it on the back, but also a society that, as much as I criticize, because I think we have too much of it, or it's misguided use in many instances, but the fact that we have the knowledge. Matter of fact, what Jay just said, I'm going to Google it to see what, you know, what January 28th was all about. It was, when I grew up, there was none of that. You had to get the Encyclopedia Britannica out and you look it up, or you had a word, you look up a dictionary, or, you know, you find it out through Roger's Thesaurus. But any number.
You had to go to the library.
Yeah, you went to the library
system to find what you want.
Right, exactly. So it's quite impressive. And then, of course, there is what we celebrate today, beside remembering what happened on January 28th, 1986, and giving our due to those folks. Today is, guess what, boys and girls? Is that the right? Yeah, that's kind of, that's not the kazoo. Where's the kazoo? Here's the kazoo. No, that's not the gazoo either.
How many things do you have?
I was just going to ask. And how do you not know what the kazoo is?
Yeah.
Well, I usually...
I thought it was your favorite instrument.
Yeah, but that's not the kazoo. That's the bird whistle. I'm looking for where...
I'd like to request...
Is there a train whistle there?
Yeah, kind of. This is kind of...
Ooh, that had spit coming out of it.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, that one's sad.
Today, if you haven't used a kazoo since you were in elementary school, I cannot lay claim to that because I use it all the time, the way and the day to celebrate life, liberty, and the pursuit of kazoos. All began when Joyful Noise Kazoo Band member Chaplain Willard Ron founded this day in 1983. In the 1840s, a man named Alabama Vest was from Macon, Georgia, invented the kazoo. In 1912, Emil Sorg, a traveling salesman, I remember him, teamed up with toolmaker Michael McIntyre to manufacture the kazoos in New York. 1923, McIntyre received a patent for the kazoo process and its product line. All right, got the kazoo. Let's hear it for kazoos. Let's hear it for being childish. Let's hear it for escaping from the reality of California pushing for a 32-hour, four-day work week. This is what they do in, I think it's Spain, right? Isn't Spain? It's probably the most heavily...
I think Japan started this. Japan, it's actually more efficient, yeah.
More efficient according to whom?
Well, like, you know, Japanese efficiency is pretty on point, and so they've studied this for a long time, and numerous studies have shown that when you have a more of a concentrated work week and work hours, and then everyone knows that they have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off, that you actually get more productivity out of people rather than stretching it out
doing this program 5 days a week and do it 4 days a week? What would happen then?
I think every industry is different, right? I don't know that it works. I wouldn't apply it to every industry.
Yep.
With California is that this is going to be legislation now that they're going to have to push out. And so this is pretty hard. I mean, I look at the business that I run with my dad, and if we have to adhere to a four-day work week, then we have to hire more staff. Well, either pay overtime or hire more staff because we need people in there 7 days a week. So right now we kind of have two shifts. We have people who work during the week, and then we have part-time people on the weekends. So what does this do? I mean, I just, it's more intervention in a place that doesn't need it. If workplaces want to go to 32-hour work weeks,
good on them.
Yeah. But if you have the government coming in and saying, well, this is the new standard in California, well, that stinks.
Mm-hmm. Another reason to get out of California for businesses. Much as anything else.
And they don't need very many reasons because it's already really hard.
Yeah. All right, speaking of businesses, I saved this for when Jennifer and Victoria are here together. The Fashion Nova, the FTC finding of Fashion Nova and getting a little bit... Somebody wasn't here. I can't remember which one of you wasn't here.
Yeah, you and I talked about this the other day.
Right.
And I said that Jay and Jan weren't here.
Really?
Yeah, then you talked about it yesterday, Doug, and you said, Victoria's not here, we have to wait.
Yeah.
Apparently we already did this one for a while.
Yeah.
Well, I know that we already did it, but I just thought it would be fun to hear the three of you talk about it all together as to what Fashion Nova really is and why it's important.
I had said the other day that that Jen has probably seen the cast of the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, wearing all the Fashion Nova stuff.
Crappy, yeah, exactly. It's cheap stuff.
I have never purchased anything from Fashion Nova.
No, me neither.
It doesn't surprise... I mean, aren't they in trouble because people are writing fake reviews about how wonderful stuff was?
And they blocked anything that was below a 4-star review.
That was bad, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I don't know about you guys. But, like, I know people who live and die by the comment section on on whatever website they're looking at to shop. And, you know, in some cases, if there are a lot of comments, that does more for me. But when you see items that have, like, you know, that don't really have any criticism, this is great. And they feel like they're written in a foreign language. Like, you know,
poor
punctuation or whatever. I don't know. I don't know how much stock I put into the comments.
I think that probably is apt. All right, Jay, you got anything on this? Or you're all set. You don't buy any stuff there anyway, right?
No, the problem with fast fashion is it's not made properly, and it falls apart within, like, the first wash.
So is it made in China?
It never even fits properly. I bought stuff from, what is it? I don't even know how to say it, but it's S-H-E-I-N. Shein, is that how you say it? I bought it once, and I ended up returning everything.
Yeah. God, I keep getting all those emails. I just had to unsubscribe, and I wasn't even aware I subscribed
at
any point.
Everything looks cute on that website. Everything looks really cute, but, yeah, what are you going to get
in person?
Yeah.
All the shirts are, like, very square and not
fitting. Is the manufacturing headquarters in Schitt's Creek?
Is that probably.
Make them, yeah. The $500 tax credit for donating blood under review is another good one. This is another. This is how they get people to stay in California, Jennifer, by giving them a $500 tax credit if you donate blood. Actually, there are incentives, or there ought to be. I can remember year after year there have been various incentives. I remember working for a radio station once that was giving away albums, I think, to people for donating blood, because it's always a problem at this time of year. Always, always, always. Usually starts in the holidays and stays through wintertime for whatever the reason. And so right now there is a blood shortage. As a matter of fact, this week we talked about blood shortages for dogs even. Remember we had that conversation and Warren came up with an interesting overview, Warren Eckstein of the Pet Show, an interesting overview of how you do that with your dog. So if you're not just a good person and you want to give blood because it's a nice thing to do, it's the right thing to do. When I give blood every 3 months or so, I get a T-shirt. So now I have all these T-shirts from Emerson Hospital that are kind of great because I wear them on the farm in the summertime. People say, what's that? Oh, I think I'll go over there and give some blood.
That's I think that enough. You would probably go more for the T-shirt. You'd think you'd go for the cookies and the apple.
Oh, I have those too. Peanuts, cookies, yeah. And apple juice. Yeah. That's not bad. That's good. But $500, I suppose that's, you know, where's the $500 coming from? Tax credit, taxpayers? Yippee. Let's have some more of that, shall we? The problem department, you have a problem keeping weight off of your body, right? You've lost it. And you can't keep it off. Lots of people have gained a lot of weight for various reasons. So now let me help you solve that problem by directing you to the website toploss.com for the big deal that's going on right now. The 90-90 special, you'll get fit, is actually a contest that you can find on getting fit at toploss.com. The official site for Calitrin, which is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, all natural. Check it out at toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code DJV.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Deep breaths.
Maya's virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
Blank calendar. Sorry, back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour on the Friday DJV program, Jennifer Horn with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and the trending items. The first focus is on Chris Noth, or Noth. I guess Noth is what most people have. Noth, Noth, but everyone knows what we're talking about. So he's in the focus first as we get up to bat here after this.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Let's find out what's going on with Chris Noth and his wife, Tara Wilson. Well, I don't recognize the name, but I just looked her up, and I do recognize a very attractive lady who's a good deal younger than he is. So what's the exchange going on here, Jay?
Yeah, they were spotted together for the first time since all of the allegations against him broke. And it's not really a rekindling of the relationship. They were just doing a kid swap.
She lives in New York now, and he's still in L.A., right? Is that what's going on?
No, flip it. She's in Southern California, and he was by himself in New York. And sources say that a lot of his friends have been pushing him to go get substance abuse help. and that drinking has played a big role in his problems.
Really?
And sounds like it.
Yeah, and that
I mean, every woman has said he was, you know, drinking
heavily.
He was
drunk when it happened. Yeah. All of the allegations include alcohol, for sure.
Hmm. What a shame. Damn. Look at people. All the potential on both sides and what happens under the circumstances. Well, everybody knows what the story is. So the story here is that they have, they're exchanging children for the weekend or something.
Yeah, they're 14 and
one. Yeah.
Yeah, the one-year-old, that's wild. That happened, like, during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were living together, and apparently things were better, and then all this stuff broke, and it's a mess. I've been trying to, do some follow-up. I haven't heard anything from any of the women about pressing charges, though. Have any of you guys heard anything? I mean, I really feel like this needs to go.
No, I feel like there's been no new news.
Yeah, this has
the allegations, and then nothing else.
I mean, how can we live in a society and call ourselves, you know, an organized, civilized society if accusation is literally all it takes to ruin someone's entire career and life? And I'm not saying that he didn't do it, because it certainly sounds like he did. But if he did, then there has to be some sort of,
and
you know,
accusations, I think,
due process here.
Accusations without the follow-up of, like, real evidence or charges,
right.
I think it only hurts people who are actually victimized. Because then it seems like everybody jumps on board, and people who have real stories to tell get sent to the wayside.
Yeah.
Well, and that seems like one of the reasons that people don't jump forward, because nobody's going to believe them. They have that mentality.
That's the other side of it, for sure. All right, so food for thought, as usual here. Trending items on our social media. It's 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is tonight's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Chrysler recently revealed the Chrysler Airflow concept, giving a glimpse of the leading-edge drive system, technology, fully connected customer experience, and advanced mobility features. Chrysler also announced that the brand's transformation will include the launch of its first battery electric vehicle by 2025. Chrysler plans for a fully battery electric portfolio by 2028. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Hey, Gary, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
I know we're a couple of accountants short.
He needs whip-smart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were looking at your phone while driving, let me say it again.
Seriously, put down your phone. That is so unsafe. If you didn't do stuff like use your phone while driving, you could save money with Progressive Snapshot, but saving or not, just put it down.
And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't looking at your phone, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Criminal elements in our society continue to attack and kill police officers in America. 6 officers were the victims of gun violence over the past 2 days. In Houston, Texas, an illegal immigrant shot and killed an officer before fleeing to Mexico. And 3 more HPD officers were hospitalized Thursday in a dramatic shootout. 2 more police officers were shot Wednesday afternoon in St. Louis, Missouri. Also, a Milwaukee sheriff's deputy was shot several times during a traffic stop on the same day. This as New York City buries 2 of its finest Friday. Big Apple residents on Fox News come out to pay their respects.
For such 2 young people, it's terrible.
They do so much work for the city and put their lives at risk every day when they're on the job.
Get a little overwhelmed because he's so young.
That could be my child, anyone's child.
Goes out to serve his city, and his life is taken. How do you explain that? How do you justify it?
USA Radio News.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
In direct violation of law, the Biden administration is distributing hundreds, if not thousands, of single illegal immigrants throughout the United States under the cover of night. New York Republican lawmaker Nicole Malliotakis and Claudia Tenney on Fox News called out President Biden.
This is a complete aggravated dereliction of duty, which is why last night on Twitter I called for Joe Biden to be impeached and removed. His primary obligation as the commander-in-chief and the president of the United States is to enforce our laws, to live up to his oath, to enforce our border security, and also to tell the truth to the American people. Not doing anything about the fact that these migrants are coming in at the taxpayers' expense, not being vetted as far as we know. And when I visited the border back in March, I saw young children and all kinds of people being boarded on the planes, being shipped around the country at the taxpayers' expense. And our DFAS, our Defense Finance and Accounting Service employees, were asked to take leave, paid leave by the taxpayers to foster these people and to pay for these people to be relocated in central and upstate New York.
Look, aiding and abetting illegal immigration is a violation of the law, and you have it coming from the President of the United States. It's completely unacceptable. The Supreme Court ruled that he had to reinstate, remain in Mexico. He has clearly not done that.
Representative Malliotakis went on to say, in order to make the changes needed, Republicans must win back Congress in November to get the votes needed to fix the border crisis. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The exploits of the DJVers in the focus here, 34 after the hour, Friday, January 28th. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, who's kind of a wiseacre, Victoria Keelan, who's nice and kind and sweet, and Jay Kirshner. Yep, everybody loves everybody. Well, everybody loves all of us for a different reason. We love each other. We love, it's nice to have love. And speaking of love, there are those who do not love how Minnie Mouse looks these days. This is a big time thing here. Not everybody's a fan, it would seem, Jay, of pantsuits on Minnie Mouse. Wow, what an outrage.
It's just a little celebration. It's a temporary. She's only ditching her iconic red and white polka dot dress for a little bit. It's Disneyland Paris's 30th anniversary. And then she'll also wear the pantsuit designed by Stella McCartney for Women's History Month this March.
I think she looks like cute. Is it the purple and black, right, with the polka dots? I think she looks cute.
A teeny
Here's the deal. It's about time she finally changed her clothes. That woman has been wearing, that mouse has been wearing the same dress for decades.
Stinky.
It's like, it's time to throw that thing in Minnie's washer and put on something else for a little while.
Yeah, get a little comfy.
People are so weird with Disney character pants.
I know.
Like, why doesn't Donald Duck wear pants?
What?
I mean, they've got pants on a dog. They've got pants on Goofy. They have pants on everybody else, but he doesn't wear pants.
And why is Goofy a dog, but like a person dog, where Pluto is a dog?
Has to stay outside.
All right.
There's some real problems here. These are real questions.
They are. I watched an interview. Bob Costas last night, may have been on before, but I saw it last night, did one of the most fabulous interviews. He's one of the best interviewers ever to have been on radio or television. And he had Al Michaels for about a half an hour. And there are things about Al Michaels. Does anybody not know at this point who Al Michaels is? Even if you're not a sports fan, you'd have to have been living under a rock for the past 50-some-odd years. His career has lasted about as long as mine has in terms of being on the air. And his ability to go to any sport and be able to tell the story on the air is legion. He's done 11 Super Bowls, including the one that's coming up. His contract is up with NBC, and he apparently has four offers on the table. The guy's 77 years old. He's got four offers on the table to work for either another network and or do the cable stuff, because isn't all the sports on Apple and various... How many different cable or the streaming services have sports on them? Most of them, right?
Yeah, we have a bunch of them. There's sports on Hulu. There's the Olympics are going to be on Peacock, and any NBC sports stuff is on Peacock. And then ESPN Plus has their own app, and I think maybe MLB might too. I'm not sure.
Right.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
A guy who's making $14-15 million a year calling sports activities. He's done it all. One of the things the two of them I thought was very interesting. We're talking about not going to the China Olympics by choice. NBC, even though Bob doesn't work for NBC anymore, he has such a range of knowledge and experience. And so they asked him to go, and he said, no, I didn't want to. And then Al Michaels, who works for NBC, said, no, I'm not going. So who's going to be doing it? I guess that would be my... Does anybody know who the people are that are going to actually be? Is it anybody knows? Perhaps there's always people who have been involved in the sport doing some quote-unquote analysis of whatever is going on. But are there any big-time sports people that are going to be doing...
I don't know. Are Johnny Weir and Tara Lipinski going? They're NBC, so I guess not, right? If NBC said no, they're not sending anyone.
Anybody, right.
I mean, I always like watching the two of them comment on the figure skating.
But Al doesn't want to do it because he doesn't want to do the Olympics because... He apparently doesn't like the whole business with China. It would be interesting if, in this new world order that we have, if more people who were quote-unquote celebrities, Al Michaels didn't look upon himself as a celebrity. He looks upon himself as somebody who loves sports, who was able to do something that he'd been dreaming about since he was a child, which is kind of a cool thing when you get right down to it. And he talks so lovingly about John Madden. He apparently he spoke at Madden's funeral. And said it was, you could tell he was getting emotional about it. There apparently were so many great things. His kids were sons. They digress into a number of different things. But if you don't think Al Michaels has had a fabulous career and is really highly thought of and is a thoughtful, intelligent man, then you have missed the boat. Grew up in the Bronx and went to watch the games when he was a kid. And that's when he started, I'm going to do this. Because his heroes were the baseball players at the time. And how many people, that's another interesting sidestep here, how many people grew up liking or loving or wanting to be just like some football player? He talked a lot about Hank Aaron and Robinson and the guys that influenced him, because that was at the time when the black incursion, if that's what it was, into baseball was taking place, more and more players, and it was, I don't know, just, it was, if you have, get a chance, watch it.
Where did this air?
This is on HBO.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a huge Bob Costas fan. I've always been an admirer of him, even before I realized that he was such a great broadcaster as a kid. Yeah. I just loved watching him. He was just, you know, so good at what he does.
He came through the same mill that Jack Buck did. So many great announcers. I met them all at one point or another when I was spending a little time at KMOX in St. Louis, because that's where they all came from. It just is a real tribute to real broadcasters. Maybe that's what it's all about. Speaking of tributes, the folks who love Obamacare, and I haven't used this term for quite a long time, White House says 14.5 million Americans signed up for health insurance through Obamacare. That's 10 million enrollments through healthcare.gov. This brings up a subject that's is irritating to lots of people. Why do we have a sign-up period? Nobody has ever given an explanation that made any sense as to why you can only sign up. Yeah, why? What is it?
So,
what's the magic?
Healthcare.gov, though, you can sign up anytime. There is no, like, you don't get locked out of Obamacare. If you have employee insurance, then yes, it's always in November is that, you know, that's that
but
open
even,
enrollment period.
But even, like, Covered, I don't know if that's all the way true, because Covered California, which is the state exchange for Obamacare in California, has an open enrollment, and you can only enroll at certain times, which is weird.
I don't know.
And even take out...
I've been on and off of it in New York and New Jersey, and whenever I've not had insurance, then I've gone back to Obamacare. So I don't know. I've never run into any sort of, you know, issue, except that it was really expensive, and apparently now it's not as expensive. They put more money into it, and I guess you can get better deals. Hence, 14.5 million people have now signed up for it. Yeah, it used to be really expensive.
Really expensive.
Brendan and I probably had it at the same time. It was really pricey back then.
Expensive.
Yeah, and then so apparently now it's very reasonable. I might look into it for myself.
Doesn't make sense though, under the circumstances, that it has to be done at a certain time of year. You know, you say, you know, you go, but the push is on, if you will, at this time of year. Speaking of the government, your friends and mine at the Internal Revenue Service want to scan your face. Apparently, taxpayers under this new suggestion will be required to submit their image for facial recognition in order to access IRS records online. One of the biggest expansions of technology is a private firm that's been hired by the IRS to develop the technology and to use it. So now you have to have facial recognition.
Is this to keep people from trying to access other people's records?
No.
I think it's to keep a log of people who are...
Yeah,
to know if
the
government wants to get more information.
So that's
on
all
people.
I see here. It's tracking people. This is the new espionage. We track and we're chasing ourselves, chasing our tails, if you will. I think it's damned outrageous, frankly.
Well, okay, so why is that worse than, you know, when we talk about needing ID to vote or needing ID for things, this is the same, this is the new ID.
It's not the same.
Or needing ID to go to a restaurant in L.A.
Right, or wherever, yeah. I mean, it's the same thing.
Not for me.
Why? Why is it different?
Because I don't think we're talking about the same thing. The requirements for voting... And the idea that you should be able to tell people who you are, why the IRS
it's a lot different.
Has your number, you've got your Social Security number, there's nobody...
I get stolen all the time.
There's
no security there.
But there should be. That's number one. And just because it's not working the way it should doesn't mean we want to throw it all out. But I would say when you go to show up at a poll to go vote, you show someone sitting there a photo ID that you hold up. It's not tracked into a system. They don't swipe that ID. They just mark that you've been there. They've marked that they checked your identification. With the IRS, to file and access your taxes, they're taking your picture. And what's worrisome about that is that in the past, and Lois Lerner is a perfect example, in the Obama administration, they were weaponizing the IRS to go after groups and people, and Nixon did too. That's right.
Yep.
They weaponize it to go after people and groups that they don't find to be savory.
Mm-mm.
So to just add that, I don't know. It just doesn't feel right.
No. I see that Joe Biden signed an order this week making sexual harassment in the military a crime under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. Yeah, this has been an outrage for a long time. And so this is going to supposedly strengthen the military's response to domestic violence, wrongful broadcast or distribution of intimate visual images. Why are men who are in the service so immature, the men who would do this? I suppose maybe it isn't just in the service. There are plenty of people that do it just to do it, who are civilians. But there's a lot of sexual stuff that goes on in the service, misconduct.
It's a systemic problem.
Sort of
it's
thing.
Not just like one
does,
or two, you know.
Yeah, right. Food for thought, anyway. Now 46 and change after the hour on the DJV program.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
Deep breaths.
Maya's virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
Blank calendar. Sorry, back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were yelling at another car while driving, let me say it again.
You need to calm down.
Yelling is just making everyone as stressed out as you are and letting them all know that you definitely aren't trying to save with Progressive Snapshot. And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't yelling at another car, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, 53 past the hour now. Time for us to review the top five items from the world of technology as we count down from number five to number one. Victoria Keelan here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Peloton puts on the brakes, it would seem. That's number five this week. What the heck's going on there?
Oh, man. Peloton can't catch a break, right? So after all of the stuff with Mr. Big dying on a Peloton and then the Ryan Reynolds swooping in commercial that saved it and bounced it back, and then everything happened with Chris Noth, and it's just been a bumpy ride. And they got, unfortunately, they got served another big bumpy moment when on Billions, which is a show on Showtime, the popular character Wags also suffered a heart attack while on the Peloton. And
right.
So Peloton
survived, you said.
He did.
I didn't die like Mr. Big, right?
He said, I'm not going out like Mr. Big. But, yeah, I mean, it's become synonymous now, death and Peloton. So, and it's really affecting their bottom line. They're down 14% now in the last quarter, and so much so that the demand has kind of dried up, and so they're halting the bike and treadmill equipment stuff. They're starting next month. They're just going to freeze production and see what can happen. Maybe they can bounce back again. I don't know. Maybe Ryan Reynolds has to come back and help them. I'm not sure what could help them at this point, though.
Yeah. Number four on our countdown of technology stories this week, Apple has created a personal safety guide.
Yeah, we've been talking for several months now of women finding that they are being stalked with AirTags, and in their cars, in their purses. The Sports Illustrated model found one in her pocket. Someone had slipped one in her pocket and followed her around New York City for 5 or 6 miles. And so this has become an international issue. And so Apple has launched the Personal Safety User Guide, and it is you can find it on their website. And it's a hub that's divided into, different sections, personal safety checklists and things like that, privacy tools. And then they also have, for AirTag safety, they have you know, different ways to make sure that the tracker is letting you know that someone else is connected to your phone. That's the most important thing that especially women need to always be aware of. If you hear anything beeping, you know, that those AirTags will beep after they're far enough away from their owner. So that will be a clue.
Number three, hackers targeting Uber users.
Yeah, I know, right? You feel like, it feels like every we're just inundated and we're under attack constantly, either from hacking
too
or
much
from
technology.
Actual stalkers.
Yeah,
so this story came out. A guy was waiting for his Uber down in Miami, and he was on his way to the airport, and he got a series of text messages from who he thought was the driver. With, you know, different security codes and things like that. And he started texting this person back, and sure enough, within seconds, this person had scammed everything from this guy. His American Express card had been charged for a $200 tip on a $6 ride, which never happened. So Uber is still investigating if this was the driver who was the scammer or if someone else hacked into this situation. But always just make sure that you only communicate with your Uber driver through the Uber app. Never give out your phone number, never give out your email or any other personal info. And that's something that Uber has been trying to stress as well.
Seems like common sense. Number two, how bad is the chip shortage?
Yeah, this was a big conversation this week. The White House, the Commerce Secretary, Gina Raimondo, had a briefing with reporters, and essentially they were all talking about 150 chip makers from around the world were participating in this new report. And so basically, depending on what company and who you want to believe, Intel says that the chip shortage won't end until 2023. NVIDIA and AMD, other big chip makers, they think it could be the second half of 2022. The bottom line is we don't really know, except we do know that demand is now up 17% higher for chips in 2021 than it was in 2019. So we've got a lack of inventory, plus we've got more demand. So that's creating a huge, huge problem.
All right, number one this week in the top tech stories is, again, a focus on Intel.
Yeah, so this was the other big chip announcement of the week. Intel says they're going to spend $20 billion on a new chip manufacturing site in New Albany, which is near Columbus, Ohio. It's going to be a 1,000-acre location. It's a huge campus, and it's initially going to play host to two chip factories. They're going to hire at least 3,000 people and tens of thousands more across, you know, suppliers and partners and things like that. Construction's going to kick off this year. It will become operational in 2025, and so they're now calling it the Silicon Heartland. This could be the next Silicon Valley. And Intel's going to invest actually $100 billion in the site over the next 10 years.
They're trying to figure out. I talked to a friend of mine the day the announcement was made who lives in Columbus, and people in Columbus saying, what do they need 1,000 acres for? Same question I think I asked you, Victoria. All right, that's it. Top five stories, the charts, if you will, for technology this week.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.